Right, so as you'll know by now, today we'll be looking at the story of the shepherds. And even the youngest members of our church will know about the shepherds in the Nativity story. Right, so can some of the children here tell me who else is in the Nativity story besides the shepherds? Yeah? Albie, any ideas? The wise men, well done. Anyone else? Yes. Mary, very good. Yeah. And who's got the starring role? Yeah.
Jesus.
Well done. Yes. Yeah, and there's Joseph and the donkey and other characters. But yes, so we know the Nativity story. We hear it every year, don't we? And because we revisit it every year, it can be easy for us as adults to lose some of our sense of wonder at it all and its relevance to us today. So today we're going to be looking afresh at the story of the shepherds and making links between their experience in meeting Jesus and our own. Now, shepherding was a large part of life in Israel in biblical times. We can see this from the sheer number of sheep mentioned in the Bible. We learn that Job had 14,000 sheep in Job chapter 42, and King Solomon sacrificed 120,000 sheep at the temple's dedication in 1 Kings. And all of those sheep needed shepherds to take care of them. Shepherds in Judean times would have spent most of their time with their sheep. In fact, in Luke 2, verse 8, it says that there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. How often do we focus on that phrase, living out? They were with their sheep 24/7, both in the daytime and at night. And as we've seen from the animation, it's likely they would have been dirty, dusty, and probably a fair bit smelly, spending so much time outside with animals. So you can imagine many people would have looked down on them and not wanted much to do with them. They were not included in civilized society. They were not even considered respectable enough to be witnesses in court. But do you think God cared about that? Not at all. You see, I think God knew the worth of a good shepherd. What people didn't see was that to their sheep, a good shepherd was everything. Shepherds cared enough for their flocks to leave their homes to be with them, dirty and uncomfortable as it was. They looked after them, provided them with food and water, and kept them safe. And they were willing to sacrifice their own status and privilege to join their sheep in their hardships. If it rained on the sheep, the shepherds got wet. If a fierce wolf turned up, the shepherds faced it down. When you think of it like that, it makes sense that Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd, with us being his sheep. So the first important point of the story of the shepherds is that God lifted them up above their status, choosing them to hear the good news of the birth of Jesus first. In Luke 2, verse 9, it says, "An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them." And God still does that today, welcoming those rejected or looked down upon by others, and inviting them to meet his wonderful Son, Jesus. No one is insignificant to God. And he'll come and meet you right where you are. You don't have to clean yourself up or be someone you're not. You don't have to have top marks in schools, kids, to meet Jesus. No, or have the best job for God to love you. You are his masterpiece, created in his image, and you have an invitation to meet Jesus too. And how did the shepherds feel when they were visited by an angel of God? What do you think, kids? Remember from the story, how do you think the shepherds felt when they were visited by the angels?
Amazing.
It was amazing. But there was this big, bright shininess there. Do you think there might have been something else they felt as well?
Terrified.
Terrified, yeah. Yeah, what were you going to say?
A bit sad.
Remember the word weren't scared. They were a bit scared. Yeah. So, yeah, they were terrified, amazed, and a bit scared altogether. Yeah. This was a supernatural event, unlike anything the shepherds had ever seen or experienced before. And so, of course, they were afraid. In fact, the Bible says they were terrified. The first thing the angel does is reassure them. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. And maybe when we first get an invitation from God to meet Christ, we can feel a bit scared too. It might not be as obvious as an angel appearing. It might be just a gentle nudge from a Christian friend to come along to church for the first time. Or an increasing sense that we need to go deeper in our faith and relationship with Jesus. And that can be scary. God is so powerful. What will he want from me? If I meet Jesus, will he see the real me and reject me? Of course, Jesus already sees the real you. He knows you intimately and loves you deeply. But those anxieties are normal, and sometimes we can only overcome them by taking those first steps towards Jesus. And this is where the shepherds set a great example. Not only in taking those first steps, but in their eagerness to do so. We talk about the eagerness of the shepherds. They hurried. They rushed. It says in Luke 2, verse 16, they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Wow. Here at last was the first coming of their long-awaited Messiah, and they get to meet him first as a tiny baby. And what's more, he's left the glories of heaven, not to be in some palatial environment, but in a dirty stable for the animals, an environment the shepherds would have been very familiar with. God made man, but this baby is no Jeff Bezos or Prince William. He's not a prince or a rich man. No. He'll be brought up by a blue-collar worker, Joseph, and his wife, Mary, in the rural backwater of Nazareth. How amazing is that? The Bible doesn't tell us how the shepherds felt as they knelt down to see baby Jesus, and we can only wonder at their privilege and awe. But we do know they told everyone about their experience in meeting Jesus, and that they returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. And you can see now that the lifting up, afraid, meeting Jesus and blessed, the first letters spell out the word Lamb. As they got to know Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. It's clear from the shepherds' response they were truly blessed. And we too can receive those same blessings when we choose to meet and know Jesus. So this Advent, let us take time to reflect on God's incredible gift to us in Jesus. And let us make sure that, like the shepherds, we are eager to meet with Jesus, receive his blessings, share the good news, and praise God for loving us so much that he gave his one and only Son.